Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your networking computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Good morning, sports fans. Welcome to your morning cup of sports with Farmer and B. Evans. And it is way too early for this today, B. What's going on today, brother?
Oh, good morning.
It is. Good morning, brother.
You're right. It is way too late for this shit.
Well, see, I started to say the S-H-I-T word, but then I got to remember that we still have people in cubicles with the bosses around. So I was like, let's curb it a little bit. So, yeah, it's way too early for this garbage today.
Well, I don't know. After yesterday, they might not be allowed to listen to our show at work anymore.
Okay. But, man, I want to thank Big T and B. Smitty for coming on the network, coming on our show and talking a little trash with us and making football what it's all about. A bunch of people getting together and doesn't matter anything about anything and just chopping it up and having some fun.
Oh, most definitely. It was definitely an interesting show.
So if you're listening to this show here for the very first time, we do have a lot of first-time listeners, it generally sounds like. If you haven't listened to yesterday's show, definitely go to iTunes, type in Radio AFS, and figure out the Radio AFS for 10/10/2017. That was yesterday, not today. Or sorry, 10/11. 10/11, Farmer. 10/11 is my daughter's birthday. 10/11. And listen to that show or listen to all of our shows there on iTunes. And if you have an Android phone, if you're one of them Android users like my co-host is, just download the app podcast and just type in Radio AFS. And you can get your daily dose of Radio AFS every time a show is done. You get notified that you can listen to it or not. It's really cool.
You know, I've still yet to do that. Go back and download the app.
Right.
Because it'd be nice to download the shows and blast them at work.
Yeah. You know, I just play it off of Blog Talk, or Radio AFS, you know, they're on iTunes and everything else like that. So I did hear a rumor. It's just a rumor, though, You will actually be able to play it on SoundCloud here pretty soon also.
Nice. Now, we all like rumors sometimes.
We do?
Sometimes. Depends on what the rumor is. Like now. I like this rumor.
Okay. All right. We're going to iHeartRadio? Is that the rumor you heard?
That is the rumor that I might have heard.
Yeah?
Yeah. I also heard that somebody is looking to have the biggest punter in history of football.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Baylor looking and working with okay, so they've lost their punter. You know, he's out with a torn ACL. And so they are actually looking at a candidate for his replacement. James Lynch. James Lynch is a defensive lineman, stands 6'4", weighs 285 pounds, and he averages 43 yards a punt. Well, he averaged 43 yards a punt as a senior at his high school. Now, that is a big-ass punter.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's a huge mofo.
6'4", 285-pound defensive lineman becomes punter? Damn.
That's crazy. That's a crazy talk right there, man.
That is wild. Hey, you know what, though? If he can do it, hell yeah, more power to him. I mean, it definitely – you already know he'd be at the – man, and you know as well as I do, he'd be on everybody's TV watching just to see this guy, maybe for the first couple weeks at least. But
right.
He definitely gets exposure.
Well, yeah, you know. Just don't drop the ball there, big homie.
Oh, I know. Dude, it's crazy. I mean, my thing is, okay, you're going to tell me, here's my thing. Here's what I'm trying to figure out. Now, did they have this in mind that he might be a backup because of what he did in high school? Or is he the only viable option at this point after their punter was injured? Now, I'm just saying, What's that now? I'm sorry.
I said he might be the only viable one.
I mean, it's very possible, but that's just ridiculous. That is crazy.
Well, you know, when you got a leg, you got a leg, you know, and there are definitely some scrub-ass punters, kickers, and everything else like that in the NFL. So, you know, if he's big, hey, that might be his meal ticket, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know, man, that's still a big dude.
It is. Big dude, big feet. You know what to say about guys with big feet, right?
Big socks.
Big socks. Oh, it is way too early for this garbage. You know that, right?
It really is.
You know, I'm gonna sound like I'm quoting a movie, but I'm gonna change it. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's that?
Yeah, farmer. The sun's not even up.
Hey,
I don't
want to
do this today. The sun's not up, Brian. The sun's not up. It's way too early for this shit. There you go. What movie would it be?
I don't know which one you were talking about.
That was Frozen.
Oh. Yeah, I've never seen that. Not even gonna lie. I am dead serious. I have never seen that.
You deprive your kids, bro.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, shit.
So, I'm going to give you a laugh. I'm going to give you a laugh
All right.
Because this
I need it.
It's not really sports related, but it does have something to do with someone from sports. Magic Johnson. And I will finish.
Still alive.
I will because he's got money. I will
All
finish
right.
this statement here in, or my comment here in a moment after you see this picture because I'm ready to hear you burst out laughing. All right. There you go. I sent it. I'm going to wait. Oh, shit. Okay, so there's a meme going around on Facebook that says Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson's son, sorry. Magic Johnson's son is out here looking like a strong black woman that don't need no man. Shit. Oh, my God. So, I guess he's wanting to be like the first male cheerleader in the NBA.
More power to the people.
Look, there's another picture. There's another meme on here. It says he's looks like the most successful single mother of all time.
Oh, my God. He's the butt end of every joke. Oh, did I go there?
Oh. I mean, the guy is big shit. He should be playing football, but I guess apparently, like, his thing is he wants to be a plus-size model. All right, well, whatever makes you happy, I guess. I mean,
right.
I ain't going to knock you for not wanting to, for doing something that's making your making yourself happy, but.
Right.
I mean, he really does look like a woman, though, man.
He does? Without his wig on, yes, I agree.
Like, he really does look like a woman.
And, I can also see why, I can also see this kid not wanting to do basketball and, following his daddy's footsteps and everything else like that. So I commend the kid. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. I mean, you go, girl.
Go get some.
Man, this is funny. I can't get over it. I seen it last night. I stepped out from the shop to check my phone.
Oh, I'm sure that was fun.
I started, and I seen that pop up on my phone, and I was just like, oh, my God, that's funny.
Right. No, I'm sure the fuckery was real when you stepped out and looked at your phone last night.
What's that now?
I said when you stepped out to check your phone, I'm sure the fuckery was real, huh?
Oh, it was. It was. It excited me, though. It excited me.
Yeah. Man, I was at my daughter's birthday party, birthday dinner. Her party's not till Saturday, When I'm with my kids, people need to understand, and, people are lucky I even look at my phone when I'm around them, so.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask how that went. Did she have a good time?
She always has a good time. Daddy was there. And, she picked teriyaki, Jay's teriyaki in Moses Lake, Washington, if you're traveling through the great Washington state on the old 90. Stop in Moses Lake and check out Jay's teriyaki. No, not getting paid by Jay's to say it. But by far, one of the better teriyakis I've ever had. So I thought my daughter was going to pick sushi. But her mind and just wanted to have some Jay's teriyaki. I'm like, all right, baby girl, not a problem.
Nice. Now,
yeah, there was a point. There was a point where I was kind of getting messages. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to change it from this name to another name, and then I don't have to deal with people. So that's what I did. I was like, all right, now my phone ain't going to buzz. My phone ain't going to ring. My phone ain't going to do this. My phone ain't going to do that.
Right. Yeah,
it was a good party, man. Well, you know, good birthday dinner, and she was happy, and you know, my boy got a cast on his arm, and can't play sports for 8 to 10 months or anything else like that.
Man, that's a bummer.
It is.
That is a bummer. But yeah, man, I'm glad she had a good time. I'm glad that, your son, I mean, broke that rib, buddy. Whew. I just can't help but think about that shit hurts. That hurts so bad.
Yeah, he broke his upper, it's pretty much, it's not really his wrist, more his arm, but it's closer to the wrist. So he broke both those bones there and, you know, took it like a champ. You know, he's a strong little SOB.
That's awesome. That's good to know. And I'm glad your daughter had fun. You know, I mean, hey, you're having more fun than Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, I know.
Don't want him anymore.
No. Down to Arizona he goes. Have fun, AP.
But we all know Farmer had fun. We all know Farmer had fun. And you know how you can tell Farmer had fun? Because if you go to our Facebook page, and if you haven't done so already, then you need to, scroll down a little bit, and you're going to see Farmer in a homemade video that has been put in as the world's first twerking turkey. Now, Farmer, we know this is you.
Right.
We know this is you.
Yeah.
Just up working on the kitchen counter.
Right.
Had a good old time.
Shark it.
I love, dude, this is probably one of the best things I've ever seen. It's so funny. But, anyways, sorry.
No, man, it was good. I liked it. It was a good old time. I liked it.
So,
you know, man, this sounds like a Monday show.
It does sound
Thursday.
Like a Monday show.
Thursday. We over the hump, baby. We're supposed to be rejuvenated, but Some days you're just like, hey, way too early for this shit.
Exactly. But here's something interesting for you.
No,
let's
all right.
talk
Give
about
it to me.
So Mr. Sean P. Diddy Combs has expressed his desire to buy the NFL. Now, he wants to buy the entire NFL. So, of course, we're looking at an excess of $100 billion if he could get, you know, all the team's owners to sell and buy up, 50% of, you know, non-transferable stock. It's not realistic, let's be honest. But he does have an idea. He has a dream. He said, I do have a dream to own an NFL team. But now my dream is not just to own my NFL team. It is to own my own league. he is talking about a retirement plan of possibly starting a whole new football league.
You know, we've been down this road with the XFL, with the other NFL, the All-American, or the National Football Association, where the scrubs from NFL teams went down, and then they canceled that because, you know, they couldn't pay people, and, you know, they couldn't fill people in the stands. So, P. Diddy, have fun, my man.
Right. Well, and that was my thing, you know. I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, if you think about it, would it even be? I mean, it's not going to be something that he's clearly not thinking about, is the fact of what's going to happen. Because he'd have to recruit enough players to be able to play, to fill up the league, first off. I mean, there's not going to be a shortage of players. Let's be honest.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of players out there that could be willing to play. But, I mean, they've got to, you know, okay, so they have the money to get it started. You know, I mean, you think about it. Yeah, I mean, with he could have many people invest. Okay, because you think about it. All he has to do, he's got one good arguing point that he could go after with this. All he's got to say is, okay, let's start our own NFL and go against the president. Bam, he's got like everybody that does not like Donald Trump on his side. And we know there's a lot of celebrities that have a lot of money to help back that up. So they have the money. But then he would have to ask himself, are you gonna be able to get enough of an audience and enough of, you know, are you gonna make the money? Are you gonna make that money to be able to where you can be able to get enough to where you can generate some kind of a return on your investments that are coming in? So you got to pay these people back, plus make money, plus pay your players. It's not logical.
Right.
I mean, you think about it. I mean, there have been people that have tried to compete with the NFL. Like you said, the XFL was one of them. And what happened? They all fail. I mean, yeah, they come up with alternative ways to do it. You know, I mean, we've got the LFL, which works. We've got, you know, we tried the XFL for a little while. It didn't work. You know, there might be something we can find that might actually work. But I don't know.
You know what would work? You know, where, you know, the NFL wants to flag in the country. Well, we're going to make our players stand. That right there will get a ton of people to come watch your games.
Say that one more time.
I'm saying, if he's like, hey, you know, we're going to be different than the NFL. Our players are going to stand. We're going to respect the country. We're going to respect the flag. That is how another football organization will actually take out the NFL.
Yeah. But at the same time, someone like P. Diddy and the followers that he would have, that's not the type of league they're going to go for.
Well, you never know. Can't judge the book by the cover.
Well, no, I'm not judging. I'm just seeing different things that I have come across. You know, and everything.
Right. Right.
I just don't see that happen. Now, here's something interesting, and I wanted to bring this up the other day, and I completely forgot. But do you remember Ray Caruth?
No.
He was a former wide receiver for the Panthers.
Nope.
his girlfriend had gotten pregnant, and he decided to shoot her, and pretty much, like, he tried to kill the kid. He wanted her to get an abortion. She said no. He shot her. Didn't kill the baby, though. The kid was born, but because of it, the kid is now kind of not all there. He's actually faces, you know, has a lot of mental issues now and everything. But so anyways, he didn't want the kid, so he killed her. Now, 4 out of the 5 bullets, like, he shot her like 5 times. 4 out of the 5, there was one of them that actually hit, like, the baby or something like that. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. But she had lost. She ended up dying. And anyways, he actually came face to face with the kid that he almost killed.
Mm.
He finally got to come face to face and meet the kid that he almost killed.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I'm like losing it here, man. I was like, I'm like losing my wording.
Right?
It was a really long night at work last night. It was a really long night at work last night.
I feel you, player. Trust me.
Now, yeah, anyways, yeah, I don't know, man. I guess the son was brain damaged, if I remember right. I think and it says it on the post. I mean, we had shared it to our page the other day. It was shared to the page the other day. But
right.
he was brain damaged. I was actually scrolling through trying to find the article. But, yeah, he actually –
Fuck with that, man, because we post – God, we post more than a bunch of schoolgirls do on their Facebook page.
Oh, I know. That ain't no joke. But I need to know, where can we get – this cool-ass cooler.
Oh,
the cooler,
no.
Cannon. The cooler cannon. Where can we get this at?
I don't know, but I want it.
I didn't know we had a video on our page. The boats and O's of the New York Giants.
Of course we did, man.
That's so funny. That's so freaking funny.
Yeah, I gotta keep it real every now and then on the page. You know, everyone's like, oh, the Niners are 0-5. Well,
so are the New York football team.
Right, and it's like I said yesterday, how do they count to 10? 0-1. 0-2.
Right.
Oh, that's so funny. Or we go with Ben Roethlisberger, if Trucker JJ is listening. Ben went 0-5, if you want to count touchdowns to interceptions from Sunday.
Went there, didn't you?
I did. I couldn't know it. I had to.
Yeah?
But, so, I got it. I'm wondering here. Do what?
I ain't a couple of haters.
Now, I'm wondering, how far do you think that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be able to go undefeated?
Well,
I should have known you were going to ask me this, but I'm going to let me do a little research. Wow, they're already talking about playoff pitchers. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, they were up. They were talking about the playoffs. like last week. They need to be worried. They play the Giants this season. I mean, here in a couple weeks they play the Giants. That's one they're gonna have to be worried about. There, right there, buddy.
Right.
But they do actually have a couple games. I mean, assuming that Pittsburgh, replaces Ben Roethlisberger, interceptions. They might have to worry there, but I mean, they play the Raiders twice. They've got the Chargers. They're going to play the Jets and Bills. They're going to play the Cowboys. They've got
the Broncos.
I mean,
I'm going to go on the record right now. Here we are, Farmer on the record. If Pittsburgh this week doesn't beat them, see them going 16-0.
You think?
There's no other good team. You got Oakland without their car to take them anywhere.
Right.
Denver's a joke. Dallas, Dallas is one of those iffy teams. So, if they're not 16-0, they'll be 15-1. Or 14-2. If Pittsburgh can pull their head out of their ass.
That's what I'm thinking too, somewhere along the lines of 15-1, because I think something's gonna happen, and one of these teams is gonna find a way to just get that edge. And we know, as well as I do, it could be any of them, because any kind of upset can come at any given time. We've seen it several times, I honestly think that. The Chargers came out of nowhere and actually won a game that was like, holy shit, I didn't know they were going to win that. Same thing with Raiders. The Jets won a game that nobody thought they were going to win. The Dolphins won one that nobody thought they were going to win. Granted, they beat the Jets.
And Jacksonville beating up on Pittsburgh. Nobody saw that one coming either.
Dude, what about Jacksonville's first week? I think it was. Jacksonville, they've been kicking ass this year. They've been looking pretty damn tough. Here's my thing, though. Kansas City, now, granted, they beat the Patriots. We can all agree the Patriots do have a pretty strong team.
Right.
And
hey, let's not forget, I picked that game.
You did. And the Patriots, they beat the Patriots by almost 20. But, all these games are pretty close that they've won by.
Right.
Hell, they only beat the Redskins by 9. Now, granted, I know a win's a win, but still, they're pretty close games where – yeah, they're still undefeated, but it could come at any given time. So we already know, though, that it's a good thing they're not playing the Niners, because, within the next two weeks, the Niners are going to win both weeks. Against the Redskins.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. Speaking of the Redskins, did you see that the 2018 mock draft for the 49ers, they're saying that they will be signing their mock draft? You've got Kirk Cousins on it.
Yeah, I did.
Dude, Kyle Shanahan is not letting that go.
No.
He wants Kirk Cousins so bad.
Well, I hate to say this about my own team, B, but – Is he throwing this season to do that, though?
In all honesty, I it makes you wonder, because we see progression. Every week you see the team getting better and better. Mm-hmm. But it is a very good question. I don't know. My thing, though, is why be worried about another quarterback when, Brian Hoyer's not working out? But we have a backup quarterback that you haven't even given a chance to yet.
Right.
So why are we shopping when we have someone that we haven't even tried? I'm telling you, dude, I think C.J. Beathard is our sleeper. I'm telling you, he gets a chance to come on that field. If Hoyer gets injured in some way and is taken out, I think Beathard's going to come out and he's going to kill it.
I agree with you. I'm with you on that. But, you know, let's talk turkey here. Let's, you know, is that why, you know, Kyle is doing what he's doing? Is because he wants a top three draft so that he can, you know, entice you know, the Washington Redskins.
I think that in all honesty, well, I mean, if you look at it, every coach has their plan. Every team has their game plan. I mean, shit, the Giants, now they're just like, we'll just lose every game and we'll get another receiver.
right.
Yeah, the Raiders, we'll lose every game and we're going to try and get us another quarterback. You know, we need a backup.
Find another car.
Right. But I don't know, man. Every team has their agenda, and it's questionable. You know, I mean, we are in a rebuild. We all know that. We are in a rebuild, so it's not that hard to be a believable situation.
Right.
I don't say that it is the case. I really don't want to say that it is the case, but it would be nice. I'm not going to lie. It would be nice to actually see us get another quarterback and then see Brian Hoyer gone. As much as I hate to say that, because, yes, he is our quarterback, but he's not doing anything. He's not helping us.
No.
I mean, let's be real. Nobody wanted his ass anyways.
Right.
Like, everybody knew Brian Hoyer was not a good pick. He hasn't
done
good.
Everyone knew that Brian Hoyer was a scrub.
Right. He hasn't done good anywhere he's been. Okay, I mean, if we're going to pick up Brian Hoyer, then why don't we just have Brady Quinn come back and play? Because he did just as good. Let's be honest.
Or St. Pierre from the mid-90s, or mid-2000s.
Right.
Right.
I'm leaving that one alone. Hell, I'll take Elvis Gerbach over fucking Brian Hoyer any day. But...
Right.
I don't know, dude. I hate to say it, but I think you're right, though, in all honesty, because we know that,
I don't
you know, want
to be right, though, B. I don't want to be right. That's the problem.
I don't want to be either, and I don't want to say that you're right, because I hate the fact that that very well could be the agenda. And here's what upsets me about that. How many quarterbacks that go get picked up, first pick, first round, end up being a complete bust. Now, Alex Smith was the same way. For the first couple years, Alex Smith was a complete bust. And then out of nowhere, he just like exploded.
Right.
And,
you know, I've even heard that rumor, you know, because Alex Smith's contract is up this year with the Kansas City Chiefs, that, you know, I've even heard that rumor of him coming back to, you know, becoming a Niner.
You know, I'm going to be honest, and everybody's tired of hearing this argument because everybody's all like, get off the Alex Smith, you know, conversation. Alex Smith is gone. Get over it. Deal with it. Whatever. I liked Alex Smith. Now, I was excited when we drafted him. You know, I was excited that he was there. I was really upset that he tanked. Really, really good.
Right.
And then we get rid of him. And I'm like, wait a minute. So we've got a quarterback that can clearly take us to the Super Bowl, but because he got injured and our backup's able to help finish the job, because he had a few good games, we're going to go ahead and get rid of our quarterback that got us the record to get us to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Get rid of him. to keep the guy that just might do the job.
Right. You know, right now, Anthony Pastel just rolled over in his bed and just barked at you, right?
Oh, I know. I know it.
Hey, I just saw a sign. I'm in the mobile command center. I can get you some spiders and some ants for $49.
Some what?
I'm not kidding. I'll take a picture of it when I'm driving home. But it says spiders and ants, $49. It doesn't say to eliminate them. It just says, hey, you want some spiders and ants for $49? No, I don't want no spiders and ants for $49. I get them for free. That sign always cracks me up. Spiders and ants, $49. No, sorry, if I'm paying you to bring me spiders and ants, I got other serious issues.
Well, going back to what I was saying.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. I didn't want to see Alex Smith go in the first place. Now, granted, everybody's all like, oh, you know, if you're a true fan, then you stick with the quarterback you got now and you get on with it and move past it.
Hold that thought right there, B. Hold that thought. I love that you said that. So all you CK7 jabronis need to listen to what B. Evans just said. Let him go. He's no longer a Niner. You need to support the current quarterback, even though he's a bum. You got to support him. The only number 7 that I know on our football team is a kicker.
Exactly. Well, I didn't want to see him go in the first place. Like I said, the year.
Hold on. Another seamless advertisement from Farmer, since he's in the mobile command center. Scott's Plumbing. If you got a clog, we're the man to get the shit out. Phone number for you is 208-999-7788. That's for Idaho, not me being Idaho, but that's in Idaho. Or in Washington, 509-899-8883. And that is Scott's Plumbing. We will get the shit out of your toilet that you can't.
That really says we will get the shit out?
No.
Oh, okay. I would have been so happy. Oh, that would have been so fun.
I am like a marketing genius.
All right.
Right.
We'll go.
No, there is no slogan. It just says for service, repair, maintenance, and new construction, call Scott's Plumbing at those numbers that I just told you.
All right.
Yeah, I haven't done one of those in a while from the mobile center. I know you saw me leave, and I flipped you off, and you flipped me off back. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go plug some businesses here. Scott's Plumbing, Spokane, Washington. Drop them a dime. Say, hey, you heard them on the Morning Cup of Sports here on Radio AFS.
Yeah, you're right.
Not being
you're absolutely
paid.
Right.
Not being paid by Scott's Plumbing in the little water drop with his wrench in his hand, but you know, I always like to help a local business, non-Roto Rooters, because I'm not a Roto Rooter fan. But you know, that's good. It's all good. I'm off my tangent now. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
No, but hey, you know, you just never know.
Oh, that's funny. So, okay, going back to when Alex Smith was playing with the 49ers. Now, we know, and it's safe to say that, well, he sucked. Now, I'm not going to say he sucked, but he was pretty bad at times. He had his moments.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you think, okay, so his rookie year was horrible. His second year, almost 3,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Third year, he comes back and says, you know what? I had so much fun playing like shit the first year. I'm going to do it again. He went from, okay, rookie year, one touchdown. Second year,
right.
16
Playing
touchdowns.
Bag of dog shit. Right.
Right. Second year, 16 touchdowns, 3,000 yards. Third year, 900 yards, two touchdowns. What the hell are you doing?
Another flaming bag of dog shit.
Right. So then he goes, and after that, he's just like, all right, I'm here to play.
Right.
He throws another 2,000 yards for 18 touchdowns, you know, and it keeps getting – he gets progressively better and better and better, right? The
right.
year he gets – the year before – okay, let's go to – we're going to go to 2012.
Right.
The year that it was his last with the 49ers. Before he got injured, he had a 70% completion percentage.
Right.
He
QBR.
Had a.
I think you could say QBR here on the Morning Cup of Sports.
We could. Now, this
yeah.
guy literally
There's a
had
on his boat. Whack it off. Go ahead. What?
He had the highest quarterback rating in the league. At that point,
right.
before he got injured.
I'm sorry,
and
man.
Then,
I'm gonna interrupt you for reminiscing in the past because, you know, we told Extreme Sports that we don't reminisce in the past, and you're reminiscing.
That is true.
Now. So, I have never seen a boat called a Skeeter, and
hey,
you know, so Skeeter boats. Here's your seamless plug on your Morning Cup of Sports on Radio AFS. I like it. It looks like a Skeeter on his Peter, and he's gonna. Put it in the water and beat it off, I guess. Yeah, I don't know, but I've never
fishing
seen...
Bait. Fishing bait.
Fishing bait. There you go. Put the Skeeter on and call it a day. Sorry. Go
hey,
ahead.
Hey, farmer. Hey, farmer.
Yeah. See, I
we have
feel
a caller.
Like you today. I am all over the place. Oh, we got a caller. Bring
yeah.
him on.
Good morning, caller. How you doing today?
What's up? Have a seat. There's some no-dos there on the table. There's a rolled-up $1 bill because we ain't balling like the former coach there from Miami. And I promise, there's no vidges, no nothing like that. You are 100% safe. Who do we got?
We got absolute proof that Alex Thanos listens to Blog Talk Radio. AFS radio with the farmer and B. We absolute
right.
utter proof. San Diego Chargers, this is last Thursday. I should have signed Nick Novak and waived Younghoe Koo. Now, I know we discussed this. I just thought I'd come and hello, Mr. Spanos. I know you're listening. I know you're listening. And in any case, Nick Novak kicked 85% field goals for Houston, and now he's back. As we discussed a couple weeks ago, 89% kicker with the Chargers, and now he's back. And for your information, they got rid of. They had to get rid of this guy, Koo. He was making $465,000. Now they have to pay this Nick Novak $900,000 this year. So now it's not that much a hit because they get to eliminate, I guess, Koo's salary, but still about $600,000. So much for saving money. Sorry, Mr. Spanos. I know how it hurts a little bit, but I do know you're listening. A couple other things, real quick. I got a little bit of amusement, and I maybe y'all did. The unveiling of Peyton Manning's statue.
Oh, most definitely.
At the Indianapolis Colts, and former players and Tony Dungy were there, and I'm guessing that by accident there was times that they walked up to the actual statue and we started talking, thinking it was Peyton, because that's about his mobility. That was his mobility. It's a perfect way to remember Peyton and his mobile self. I mean, I don't know what his – if he ever had 100 yards in a rushing in a season, there should be an investigation. But
I
I thought that was kind of cute. And just one last thing here, gentlemen. Back in August here, we lost Tommy Hawkins, who was the announcer for the Lakers, L.A. Lakers.
Yep.
And this week, we lost Connie Hawkins, the great NBA Phoenix Suns player, and Ben Hawkins, who was the receiver for the Eagles. He died yesterday, in fact. So three in a month, Hawkins. So I just wanted to say to the NFL players, because I had to look this up, Brent, Andrew, Lavelle, and Josh. And Josh was just the defensive player of the week for the Green Bay Packers. You better watch your back, because the Reaper seems to be after people named Hawkins. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I just wanted to call and gloat about I don't feel good about Mr. Koo. I don't know. But at least we talked about it before it happened. Mr. Spanos, it was nice to have known that you listened to the station. I'm sure the farmer would be appreciated. And otherwise, you guys have a good week. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right,
sounds good, buddy.
Take care, my man.
Have a good one.
You know, I've been meaning to ask him what his fascination with kickers are.
Man, I know.
You know, maybe because they're like the unsung heroes of the NFL.
Well,
nobody ever talks about them besides not when it
comes to New England, because Tom Brady still gets all the credit.
Right. But I'm just saying, though, it's like I love the Chancellor. It's crazy. He only wants to talk about the kickers. I just find it. And he never gives me time to ask. I'm like, man, let me ask you a question.
No, he's on. He gets his point across, and he's gone.
Right. He's like the count, you know. He's here 1 minute and gone the next.
Right. Well, and one of the things that you know, he had touched on with the statue unveiling for Peyton Manning. It was funny because they, you know, David Letterman was there, and, you know, we had talked about this, David Letterman being an Indiana native and all. But yet, David Letterman, I think, pretty much stole the show. Like, he was funny, dude. He was hilarious.
Yeah. And you know, the horseshoe on his helmet's fitting because, you know, he played for the Broncos, too.
Right. It is.
So, you know, Denver fans should be proud, too, you know, because there's a horse kind of symbol on his helmet.
Oh, that's Buffer funny.
Right now, but it's true. It's true, though, you know. So the statue is in Indianapolis, but, you know, there's a horse on there somewhere. There's a horse symbol. So, Denver, that's your statue, too. So you need to go there. And you need to paint that sucker orange. You need to put some orange on that. You need to put some orange. Now, hold
hey,
on. People are thinking,
I wonder.
No.
I wonder if a Denver Broncos fan goes up and says, well, I have a problem with this statue, see? It's not orange and white. So I'm offended, and I want it removed.
I have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
You beat me to the punchline, B.
I had to do it.
You beat me to it. Asshole, you beat me to it.
I had to. You know, that's funny, though, if you think about it. Like, would a Denver Broncos fan go up and complain and be offended by the fact that Peyton Manning's statue is in Indianapolis and demand
right.
that it be removed? Would they do it? I mean,
it
everybody else is offended
and
gets their way.
It should be somewhere in the middle of Indianapolis and Denver. That's where it should be. It should be somewhere in the middle.
I agree. Or they can go ahead and resurrect another statue, which I think would be ridiculous. So, yes, throw it in the middle. But, you know, I mean, you think about it.
And let's go
if somebody did.
There, because I think that's about the middle, right?
Yep, that is about in the middle.
Yeah.
That is about in the middle. I forgot all about
whale
that.
Hunting there. Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
I figured you did. Yeah, I forgot what I just said a few minutes ago, but I remember whale hunting.
Yeah. Well, you said something about a skeeter on your Peter, and you were going to beat it off.
Oh! Whack it up, whack it up. I got a skeeter on my Peter. Whack it up, whack it up. Wait, it's going to hurt. Let it suck, let it suck, let it suck. Let the skeeter suck. Ha, ha. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's awesome. Man, I just...
I can't believe I just sang that here on live radio.
I can believe that you did.
Yeah.
I can. And I'm pretty sure anybody that's listened to you for more than 20 minutes can believe it too.
Right? And this is why, B, we can't have nice things. It's because of me.
Oh, shit. Oh, that is right.
It's true.
We don't have
nice
things.
You had a halfway decent host, co-host, co-partner in crime, it'd be pretty easy. You know, you'd have real nice things. But since you got me, there's no real nice things.
Well,
sorry.
Well, I was going to say, let's not go there with that. I like my co-host just fine.
Who thinks he has a skeeter on his Peter?
Well, that's very possible.
Right.
It's very possible.
Just don't
very
whack
possible.
It off.
No, I'm not going to whack it off. No, thank you. I don't want to go anywhere near my co-host, Peter.
You mean Skeeter?
I don't want to go through near the Skeeter or the Peter. and it could be a sport. It could be a sport.
It could be. Where did this show turn? I don't know where it turned to, but it turned somewhere.
I'm more interested in the... I'm more interested in the spin the shot glass.
Yes.
Now that is interesting to me.
I agree.
The spin the shot glass. Now that when I saw that, I'm like, man, what is this? And then, you know, I started watching. I'm like, oh my God, that is so cool. Why has nobody created this till now?
Right?
Like, of all the years and all the drinking games and the extreme limits that these people go to for drinking games, and they never created a little spinner for a shot glass to designate who drinks.
Right.
That hit the who drinks the secret liquor inside.
I know.
I don't get it. We can call it the Oprah. That's what we call it. We can call it the Oprah. You get a shot. You get a shot.
I like it.
Oh, man. I want one of those, though. I need to get one. If I can't get one, I'm just going to make one. It wouldn't be that hard to build one.
No.
It would not be that hard to build one at all.
No, I agree, sir.
Oh, hey, Farmer, guess what?
What?
We're in overtime.
Oh, it's that time already, isn't it?
It is that time.
You know, this
just
seems to take forever.
It did. Today, it did. Any other time, usually it just flies right through.
I know.
It's probably because it's too...
around my head.
It's probably because it's too early and it's too late for this shit.
You know, I'm going to concur with your assessment, sir.
But
definitely
unfortunately,
going to concur with it.
Unfortunately, though, I cannot stay for overtime.
I know. Makes two of us. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank every single one of you for tuning in to your morning cup of sports with Farmer and B. Evans sports fans. Hey, like, share this show, tell a friend, phone a friend. And let them know the crazy and wackiness of your morning cup of sports with your cream and with your sugar. Just remember, it is never too late to share this show.
share it today, share it tomorrow, share it all around, and here is your Radio AFS Radio Poke.
Boop.